Our next article is called A Mirror and a Lens, Technology and Spiritual Development. It's written by Susan Barreto, who is editor of Covalence, the magazine of the Lutheran Alliance for Faith, Science, and Technology. How does the digital era both help and hinder our spiritual development? How can Lutherans leverage digital technology's attributes and respond to its challenges? These were the questions Living Lutheran put forward to three ELC experts on the topic, who guide us through the complex relationship between our spiritual lives and technology by offering their responses here. Their backgrounds and perspectives on how Lutherans should respond to the digital age are distinct, but each agrees that the Church has a unique role to play in this cultural moment. Distracted? Read on, says Susan Barreto. We live in a society that struggles to focus. Most of us blame our smartphones and other technology, often sold as a way of bringing us closer together. In a few clicks, we can post photos and messages to all our friends and family at once. News is instantly at our fingertips anytime, day or night. Yet, the very technology designed to save us precious time in any number of daily tasks often leaves us feeling unaccomplished at the end of the day. In the cacophony of beeps and dings urging us to take action, there's a subtle shift happening in how we view our technology and our spirituality. We often view spirituality as peaceful and gadget-free, yet we increasingly access spiritual messages via social media and podcasts. Both technology and our human spirit demand our attention. Each has a claim on what it means to be human, and both seek to define what being a righteous human means in the 21st century. Some people have even speculated that technology will ultimately replace our spirituality. Futurists point to the power of artificial intelligence and, more specifically, the inevitable point of singularity, when the intelligence derived by machines surpasses that of humans. Predictions vary widely, but most observers say we're hurtling toward that eventuality at breakneck speed. In Silicon Valley, the idea of an artificial intelligence god gained steam in 2017 when self-driving car engineer Anthony Levandowski established the Way of the Future Church. According to organizational materials, the movement centers on creating a peaceful and respectful transition of who is in charge of the planet from people to people plus machines. The idea of people and machines being in charge, removing God from the equation altogether, is a far cry from the Lutheran ideal of grace. Technology is viewed by some simply as a way to extend and improve life. Proponents of transhumanism suggest we could outlive our current bodies with the help of technology, perhaps uploading ourselves into a server as bodies become sleeves for our immortal consciousness. This notion of becoming our own saviors through technology reveals a belief that religion and technology are in conflict. But each provides us with a mirror to our current reality, as well as a lens focused on the future and how to improve it. If we take our eyes off our screens long enough to appreciate the world around us, we can also take solace in where we see God. God is in, with, and under all that is around us, as detailed in Colossians 1:16. In him all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. ELCA Lutheran theologian Philip Hefner sees the creation and use of technology as not only a human enterprise, but also a God-infused one. In Technology and Human Becoming, published by Augsburg Fortress in 2003, he wrote, "If we're to speak of religion, it must be a religion that encompasses the human life that is cyborg and techno-sapiens. It cannot merely be a religious way of dealing with technology, as if technology was somehow external to who we are." New medical devices, smartphone apps, even our Wi-Fi connectivity, each has a piece of God's very creation within it, as do the developers who make the invisible visible every day. Considering technology as our ultimate savior and life giver is problematic. Worshiping a powerful algorithmic God is short-sighted. Within any computer code lies a human being created in the image of a loving God, who in turn supports the human intellect as it seeks to surpass itself.